High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
And good afternoon, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena. We are a bit late, but so is the last game here in the Class B state tournament finals today. Elkhorn North and Norris took a little more time than allotted. Didn't go overtime. They just went late in that ballgame, Randy Gatula.
Ash, good afternoon. John, good afternoon, everyone. It is time for state tournament basketball again here on Sunday 101.3. And, John, we had a couple of real good games this morning here. This last one not so close. But to recap the games that have already been played in Class D1, it was Weeping Water getting the win over the number one seed Pleasanton. The final, 40-39, and that came on a Grace Cave lay-in with 4 seconds on the clock. She made a layup to win the game, 40-39. Then in the C1 final just a while ago, it was North Bend coming from 11 points down in the fourth quarter to take a 51-49 win over Hastings St. Cecilia, that in the Class C1 championship. The Class B championship completed just a few moments ago, Elkhorn North over Norris, the final of that one, 46-33.
Well, the two teams here today, number one and number two, most all of the year. For St. Francis, undefeated. They lost last year in a championship game to Why Not, and Why Not knocked Sacred Heart out in the semifinals last year. And the two teams are ranked 1 and 2 and seeded 1 and 2 in the state tournament. The last time they met in the state tournament, this seniors, I can't say a group of seniors for Sacred Heart, there's only one, that was Daniel Bippa. She was a freshman that year. So was Allison Widener for Humphrey St. Francis. She played in that game and scored some. She wasn't the player then that she is now.
John, we've got a pregame visit coming up here with Coach Luke Sano. Why don't we step aside and take a one-minute timeout, a one-minute break, and then we'll be back with that visit with Coach Sano after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Luke Sano as the Irish get ready to play for the state championship day. Coach, it's not been an easy road up here the last couple of days or the last few days with this new tournament format. Lots of travel involved, tough games, some injuries. It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, the whole week has been different, but you know, I just keep telling everybody, you know, when November was around, we didn't know if this was going to happen. So, you know, we can make it work. We're just fortunate to be in this situation. But, yeah, you know, Wednesday was a tough game. And then sticking around, having to play, you know, Why Not? You know, you draw Why Not on Thursday. That was emotional. You know, you just hope you have enough left to come back and for the championship.
Well, the question in the mind of Sacred Heart fans, most of them know Rachel Magdian's got injured in that game. And wasn't a good injury.
No, we were just kind of holding out, you know, for hope that there was maybe a chance. But, you know, Dave and the trainers looked at it. It's a bad, bad sprain. Dave said the ankle is fine, but there's just so much bruising around. He just said it looks weird that, like, she took some trauma to it. So it's really, really swollen. There's just no way she's going to be able to go today. So she can't go, and that means Lauren Malone's going to start. And then the other girls are going to have to step it up in her place.
what, as you said, Lauren starts today, and you've got girls. You've been going deeper and deeper into that bench as the season's run on. When you don't lose a start, you don't really replace them. It's just the next person up, but it's a different game without Rachel.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, you just feel so bad for Rachel. You know, she invests so much in it, but Rachel was so important to who we were. And, you know, just being a point guard, you know, now today we're going to see a press, and it'd be, you know, to have her out there to be able to see over the press and throw over it would help. And, you know, she's our floor general out there, our captain. She gets everybody in the right spot, but we just don't have it. So we told the girls, you know, you guys are going to have to figure it out. And you're right. We've been playing more girls this year. So, you know, they're going to be able to figure it out. We'll be all right.
All right. What about Humphrey St. Francis? Everybody knows they've got, if not the top, one of the very top players in the state. That's just one of the issues they preserve and give to a team.
Right. You know, everybody knows the Widener girl, so that's going to be the key focus. And you're just going to do your best to try to limit her. I mean, you're not going to stop her. I think she's averaging 25 points a game. But, you know, yesterday in practice and then this morning in walkthrough, we talked about, you know, we have to be able to limit turnovers. You know, they have a pretty nice press that, you know, they turn teams over. And as soon as there's a turnover and she gets it, it's gone. You know, it's going to be a layup. So we got to take care of the ball. And then the other thing is we really focus on transition defense. You know, when we shoot it, she's either going to get the rebound or get the outlet and gone. You know, she's like a one-man fast break. But the problem is, you know, she just draws so much attention. You have to get so many girls in front of her to stop her. That's what opens up those other girls. You know, they have a couple other girls that are averaging double figures as well. But, you know, we're going to do our best to stop her and hope that those other girls are off.
Yeah, and as I said with Widener, I don't know if she's a better shooter or passer.
Well, we think she's better in transition, just driving and flashing. We're going to try and do our best to keep her out of the paint. Olivia's going to guard her, and we said Olivia just kind of sag off. You know, she's so good getting to her left hand, so we're going to try and set on that left hand, force her right as much as possible, and everybody else just kind of be ready to zone up and help. So we're going to play some man. We're going to play maybe a little diamond and one against her as well, where Olivia or Lauren chases her and everybody else is kind of in a diamond zone, and see if we can force some of those other girls to take some shots. And then we're just going to have to do a really good job rebounding as well.
All right. Coach, congratulations. Getting to this game, maybe today with the injury and the things, you're kind of playing with house money, so go out there and take a chance and see what happens.
Well, that's what we told the girls, you know, too, is, you know, I feel like the pressure's all on them. You know, they've been number one in the paper since November. You know, they have the Widener girl. They're undefeated. I feel like all the pressure's on them, so I told the girls, just relax. You know, go up there, give yourself a, you know, just compete, give yourself a chance, you know, and see what happens in the fourth quarter.
That's Shea Hart Coach Luke Santa. We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Falls City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Falls City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment, and we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Haymarket District in downtown Lincoln. It's the Class B2 Girls State Basketball Championship game. Your Sacred Heart Irish facing the St. Francis Flyers. The Irish at 26-2 on the year, and the St. Francis Flyers come into this one 24-0, undefeated on the season. John, let's move right to the starting lineup for this afternoon's game. First of all, for the St. Francis Flyers, they'll go with Alyssa Cush. Cush is 5'7" and a senior, and she averages 11.5 points per ball game. Kaylee Strickland. Strickland, a 5'10 junior, averages 12.5 points per ball game. Hannah Baumgart. Baumgart, a sophomore at 5'5", 4.3 points, 1.6 rebounds. Emma Baumgart is a sophomore at 5'5". She gets 2.5 rebounds a game. And, John, then there's Ellison Widener. Widener, the University of Nebraska recruit, averaging just over 26 points per ball game on the season, 6.8 rebounds. And, John, even with all those points, she also has 144 assists and 144 steals on the season. In other words, she does it all. I am not so sure she doesn't even drive the team bus, John.
Maybe this year. Everyone, I don't know if there's an age limit on that or not.
Ellison Widener, she's the star of the show as far as the St. Francis Flyers. They're coached by head coach Brian Richmond. And right in the middle of my starting lineups, we just lost all the lights in Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll step aside and take a 60-second break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for the Irish. That's coming up after this timeout. You're listening to High School State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm John Martin, a native of Falls City and an active community member. Community Medical Center, Family Medicine Clinic, and Falls City Family Practice are promoting health and wellness, and one important screening a person should have is a colonoscopy. Personally, I've had more than one. That's why I'm speaking out. With the professional help of my provider, Dr. Alan Tramp, I had the screening and the preventative care needed. My message, please talk to your health care provider about a colonoscopy. Be proactive. It could save your life.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. They restore our lighting, so now we'll continue with the starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sano. They are 26-2 on the year. They'll go with Olivia Eichhoff. She's a 5'8 sophomore, averages 5.5 points per ball game. Lauren Malone will be in the starting lineup this afternoon, replacing the injured Rachel Magdans. Lauren Malone, a 5'4 junior. Jessica Wertberger, a sophomore at 5'7". She averages 6.5 points and 3.3 rebounds. Harrison Vondersmith, she's the big gun offensively for the Lady Irish. Harrison averaging 16.3 points per game and 7 rebounds. And Danielle Bippus, the lone senior on the roster, in the lineup, a 5'10 senior, averaging 3.1 points and 3.1 rebounds. And John Nixon, Danielle Bippus averaging 3 points a ball game, but she's a lot more valuable than that to this basketball team.
Well, she does a lot of different things, grabs rebounds, she scores, and she missed a good chunk of the season where she would have scored some points, obviously, and then it took her a while to get back to playing condition after that knee injury, re-injured. So she does it all. Good defense, rebounds. She blocks out. She sets the pick. Whatever you need done, she seems willing to do it.
Well, John, we had the rare opportunity to get a chance to both watch both of these teams here in the state tournament. Back on Wednesday, the St. Francis Flyers opened with our Sterling Jets, so we've already seen the Flyers here at the state tournament. Hung around and watched them, of course, again on Thursday when they beat Mullen. An interesting thing about the Mullen ball game, they won that thing, John, 65-59, a six-point win. Of their 65 points, 59 of those points were scored by just two ball players. Ellison Widener had 31, and Alyssa Cush, who'd only been averaging 11 points per ball game, had 28 in that contest. So they scored 59 of their team's 65 points just between the two of them. Not a lot of other offense on the floor on Thursday.
And most times you would like that if you were the other team, if you can knock it down to just two players you have to worry about. But with Widener's passing ability, that's not really the case. Whoever is open is going to find themselves with a basketball. Whether or not they knock it down, she don't know.
Well, that's actually got 144 assists throughout the season. And then throw in 144 steals to go with it. That tells you she's playing some pretty decent defense out there, too. It's no secret, this is a big mountain to climb here this afternoon for the Sacred Heart Irish, but they feel up to the task. We talked with the coaches, and obviously they want to try and get the ball inside, get it into Eric Vonderschmidt for the close-up percentage shot. You probably aren't going to beat this team by putting up threes.
Sacred Heart hasn't made a three yet this weekend. They haven't, and I don't even know if they've maybe shot a couple, but they haven't made one.
Yeah, they won two ball games without making a three-point basket. That was my point.
Yeah,
just now,
with Rachel Magdans on the bench, who's the leading three-point shooter, it comes down to Delaney Witt, and probably Jessica Wurtenberger is about the only two that are going to consistently try the three-pointers for the Irish.
John, I was impressed with the play of Olivia Eichhoff on Thursday. Olivia, so secret, she kind of had a little bit of an off game on Wednesday. Wasn't her usual competitive self, it didn't seem. Boy, she came back, rallied on Thursday, played a whale of a ball game for the Lady Irish.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice game for Olivia Eichhoff. And she's got the job of the day because she's going to be the one that's guarding Allison Widener. Try to get her stopped in this contest or at least slowed down.
I think when it comes to guarding Widener, that's probably where they're going to miss Rachel Magdans the most, John.
Yeah, I don't know as far as that goes. Olivia might be just a little bit quicker on her, which may help. She won't have the size the same, but that'll be a big difference in the ball game. Next week, Nebraska Boys State Tournament here in Lincoln starts with coverage on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. The Auburn Bulldogs undefeated, ranked number one, seeded number one, take on a tough number eight seed in Pierce. That's on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. Then later that afternoon at 4 o'clock over at Lincoln East High School, the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish and the number 7 seed will take on Mullen. Mullen is the number 2 seed in the Nebraska Boys State Tournament in Class D2. We'll be covering those teams for you here at the Nebraska State Tournament next weekend. And then on next Friday, we'll have the Missouri semifinals in the Final Four. The Mountain City Panthers advanced last night from the quarterfinals to the Final Four down at Springfield next Friday. That'll be a noon tip-off next Friday for Mountain City Boys.
You know who the opponent is there yet?
I do, but I forgot. How's that?
One of those Missouri schools. Right?
Yeah, I haven't had time to even really pay a lot of attention yet. I was getting out of there last night. Didn't have a chance to look afterwards. Getting ready for this morning.
John Nixon was in Orrick, Missouri last night for that quarterfinal game in Central Missouri, and you heard Willie Nelson playing on the road again when we took the air here this afternoon. It seemed appropriate there for you, John.
After about a 1,400-mile week so far.
Here we go. Class D2 State Championship Basketball, the Sacred Heart Irish, the St. Francis Flyers. Here with your first quarter is John Nixon.
It will be Allison Widener jumping it up against Vonderschmidt. Widener controls the tip, throws it ahead, and we've got a wild shot thrown up. Bodies on the floor, no foul called. Offensive rebound for St. Francis, and now underneath the ball goes, and the ball loose, knocked away by Wurtenberger, shot up, held ball, as the ball is put up inside there by Strickland. Good job by Wurtenberger on the defense.
Yeah, Jessica battling Kaylee Strickland down there for the ball, got the jump ball tie-up, possession arrow, Irish.
Here we go, let's find out how the press works. It comes into Malone, back to Wurtenberger, over the top, up to Eichhoff. Knocked loose, and it will be Sacred Heart basketball.
That was Ellison Widener over there causing problems for the Irish.
Wurtenberger will inbound the ball in front of the scorer's table on the far side. The Irish go right to left as we look at it here in the first half this afternoon. Malone coming to the left, reverses, going to the right. The ball's knocked away. The ball's stolen. Headed up the floor the other way, all the way in, and Malone hustles back and blocks it out of there after the steal by Alyssa Cush.
I think Lauren Malone made up her mind Alyssa was not going to get a layup off of that steal.
You know, that's all right. I think between her and Delaney with the Irish got about 10 fouls to use up today.
That's the way it's going to work, yes.
Oh, they did call a foul there. I did not realize that. I wrote it down even. And here will be a free throw up and good by Cush. Our first point of the ball game. I did not see him call a foul there.
As we said, Cush averaged 11 points for the season per game and had 28 in the semifinal.
Free throw up, free throw good, and it's 2-0. The lead to Humphrey St. Francis. Bring it back court to Eichhoff. Goes to the right sideline. Throws it backwards to Wurtenberger, looking up the floor, ahead to Bippus. Bippus driving up, stops about 15 feet. Out, pass across, knocked away, stolen, and traveling called as Kaylin Strickland fell down after she made the steal.
Well, Alyssa Cush just slapped that ball out of the hands of Ari Vondersmith just as Ari was catching a pass there, John.
You got to hold everything tight. You got to hold strong to everything you get today. Bring it into Eichhoff, guarded by Widener. Out top, Malone on the left side. Bippus trying to post up down low. She's guarded down there by Cush. Right side, Wurtenberger drives, pops on the rim, no, and a rebound to Emma Baumgart. Widener up the floor, top of the key, pass down low is tipped, and Vonnerschmidt blocks the shot out of bounds, put up there by Kaylee Strickland.
Kaylee Strickland may have second thoughts about trying that again.
Inbounding off the baseline will be Hannah Baumgart this time. Baumgart looks, lobs it out to the top. Making the catch out there will be Cush. She'll give it to Widener, round to the right side, three-pointer up, off the mark, no good, by Baumgart. Rebound brought down by the Irish by Vonderschmidt. To the front court, the Irish come with the basketball. Eichhoff trapped in the corner with Wurtenberger. The ball's knocked loose out of bounds. And again, the Irish are going to have to, if you're holding the basketball, you better hold on to it tight with both hands, otherwise you're going to get slapped away. Now, Wurtenberger to look in front of the Flyer bench into Vonderschmidt. Drives in, that was Eichhoff. And Eichhoff gets fouled and will go to the free throw line.
Foul. It's going to be called on Strickland. That's her first team foul, number one of the half on the Flyers.
Eichhoff at the line to shoot a pair here. First one on the way up. It rattles its way home, and we've got a 2-1 ball game. Flyers up by one. Ready again. Olivia Eichhoff, sophomore, fires it up and swishes that one home, and we are tied at two. Widener will come up the floor here. First 2 or 3 minutes of this ball game are important for the Irish just to establish themselves. They're not going to be a pushover here. The ball out, loose, picked up. Now Baumgart, right side, three ball. Off the mark, no good. Rebound loose, and a foul on that rebound. They're going to call that on Sig. Hard jumping out from the basket, out, and that's going to be on Eichhoff.
Yeah, Eichhoff was just battling after a rebound there, a loose basketball, but she got the worst end of the call, and she'll be called for her first team foul, number two on the Irish.
6:19 to go in the first quarter, a 2-2 tie here. Widener lobs it out top to Emma Baumgart. Right side with it to Cush. Cut off by Bippus. Bounce pass in, knock loose. Bippus on the floor again, chasing after it off her hand, I believe, out of bounds. It stays with the Flyers.
Well, the Irish defense doing a pretty decent job here so far this afternoon, John, battling what's been a real potent offensive attack from the Flyers.
I would say today the lower the score, the better for the Irish. Taking the ball around the perimeter, down to the left side to Strickland. She'll fire it up way long, and Bippus picks it out of the air. Bippus with the rebound and gives it off to Eichhoff coming up the floor. Widener picks her up at midcourt, working right, spinning back. The lefty keeps dribbling, runs into a defender, Cush, and now gets it away to Wurtenberg. Cush keeps on pushing the Irish toward midcourt. Wurtenberger reverses, goes to the right side as they switch off defenders, and here's Eichhoff into the middle with the drive again. I like that philosophy. Get her the ball and let her drive. Fouled again, going to the line for two more.
And a foul is going to be on Strickland. That's her second personal team foul, number two, on the Flyers. 5:42 to play first quarter. All tied up at two here at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Olivia shoots about 20 free throws today. That's just fine for Sagan Hart. Trying to take the lead for the Irish is the sophomore. She'll set. She'll fire. It's up. It's good.
I like Olivia Eichhoff's free throws. Those are the kind that put no wear and tear whatsoever on the rim.
I mean, they're not going to use these nets for one game anyway.
That's right. No sense wearing out the rim. So,
all right, Strickland went out of the ball game for the Flyers. Here's the second free throw for Eichhoff. It's up. It's short off the front. And the rebound will go to the Flyers.
You've got Kylie Wessel in Strickland's place, John.
Widener spins in the lane, fires way high off the glass. Held ball will stay with the Flyers. That thing hit above the square on the backboard that time on that shot, and it comes out. We have a held ball on the rebound. Flyer ball inbounding baseline. Emma Baumgart will look. She'll come out to the right side to her sister. That was Emma that caught it. Now out. Three ball up and good from long distance. She's got five now, and the lead goes back to the Flyers. Over the top, Eichhoff pushing up all the way to the hole. Layup is up and good. She's got five, and we are tied at five.
I call five, Cush five.
They're just playing one-on-one. They don't need any of them other eight players out there. Just let them two go at it for a while. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter with it. Hannah Baumgart to Widener out on the right side. Emma Baumgart in the middle, gets the ball away. Cush down the lane, up, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Sacred Heart.
Alyssa Cush tried to drive the baseline left side, and Vondersmith just swatted the ball out of bounds.
Inbounding will be Hannah Baumgart, one of the twins. They were 3 and 4. It comes into Widener on the right side. Malone on her. Widener rolls around to the left side, off the glass. No. Rebound. Bippus ties it up. And she gets in there with Kylie Wessel, and it should be Sacred Heart basketball, and it is. Pippus, guess where she ended up?
Yeah, on the floor as usual.
Her laundry bill must be terrible in her uniform.
Yeah.
She's always wiping up the floor. Here's Wurtenberger in the backcourt to Malone, throws over the top to Eichhoff on the bench, underneath, pass too late. Out of bounds off the hand of St. Francis of Wessel.
Boy, John, just a second sooner and they'd have had Bippus under the basket for the easy two there.
So Sacred Heart will inbound. It will be Wurtenberger from the baseline.
Into the ball game.
Excuse me, Jalissa Hostreiter checks in place of Hannah Baumgart. Wurtenberger into the middle. Catch and a shot up. No good. By Vonderschmidt. The rebound comes down. Widener had it in her hand, and when it came down, it hit her in her own knee, and out of bounds it goes. All right, Wurtenberger will inbound again. Looking, in it goes Eichhoff, 15-footer, swish on the right baseline. She's got seven. Sacred Heart up 7-5. Widener to the front court. 4:25 to go in the first period. Widener off, Emma Baumgart, right side with the basketball. Now back out to the top. Wessel, now kick it to the right side wing for three. It's in, it's out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ari Vonderschmidt, her second board. To Eichhoff, coming up the floor. Eichhoff driving into the paint, went to the right side, and the pass tipped out of bounds off of the Flyer.
Yeah, Widener just snuck up behind her there and swatted the ball from behind, knocked it out of bounds.
All right, where are we going to inbound this one at? Going to be baseline. This time it's going to be Lauren Malone to trigger. She's on the right side of the floor looking in. Over to Bippus to the corner. Danielle drives into the paint, goes up, and a foul on St. Francis. And it's going to be Bippus to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here for Sacred Heart. That's a Widener foul.
God, we've played 4 minutes here. Widener has not scored. I would have bet against that.
Don't tell anybody. Don't get her started.
Who they put the foul on just now? I missed that.
That was on Widener.
Okay.
Free throw, Danielle Bippus, up and good. The Irish made a lot of hay in the semifinals at the free throw line. Let's see if they can keep it going here today. So far, so good. Delaney Witt comes in for Sacred Heart in place of Lauren Malone. If the free throw is good, it will be Emma Littrell checking in for the Irish.
Yeah, Witt and Malone are going to have to carry a lot of water for the Irish here in the absence of Magnus.
Bippus ready. Free throw. Knocked it down again. And St. Hart is now up 9-5 here in the first quarter. A four-point lead. All right. Flyer basketball bringing it up is Emma Baumgart. She'll move to the left side of the floor. Now works the middle. Widener top of the key. Holds it back to Baumgart. Baumgart backing up against the Irish man-to-man. Off to the right side, that is Hannah Baumgart down to the corner, and a three-pointer up and good for Kylie Wessel. And Wessel makes it a one-point ball game, 9-8. Now the press is on off the made basket. Eichhoff bringing it up the floor. Over to the right side, Wartenberger throws it ahead to Vonnerschmidt. 3-on-2, and now it's down to Littrell. To Eichhoff, holding inside. And Vonnerschmidt, left hand got loose. Up and in for Vonnerschmidt. And the Irish are up 11-8. To the front, Widener, top of the key. She could shoot that. She will. And it's off the mark. Rebound, Wartenberger. Wartenberger gets the ball away, and here comes Delaney Witt. Well, we know Delaney's not afraid to go to the middle with a bunch of big players in there. She showed us that Thursday. She dribbles to the right side, reverses to the left. Now Littrell underneath Vonnerschmidt. Open left hand up and good again. Vonnerschmidt with four. Littrell with the assist. And the Irish are up by five, 13-8. Now to the left side we go. Widener looking left. He's going to hold it in the middle now. Keeps the dribble. Now left side pass to Baumgart. That is Hannah. Now to Emma Baumgart. She'll fire a triple off the mark. No good. And a rebound ran down by Vonnerschmidt. As Widener looked like she held up Eichhoff, who was going to get it. Now long pass up. It goes to Wartenberger. Drives. Hit the bottom of the backboard on the shot. And a rebound grabbed up by Hannah Baumgart. Ahead to Widener. Widener up. Stops. Moves right into the paint. Pass to the right side. Three-pointer up. Way strong across the floor. Shot was no good, and the rebound loose to Hannah Baumgart. Out top to Emma Baumgart. No good. Rebound. A push foul on Vonnerschmidt. Tied up down there with Wessel. That booing you hear coming from behind us by the folks dressed in green. Vonnerschmidt came down with the rebound there. Timeout taken on the floor. 2:02 to play here in the first quarter. 13-8. We'll take a one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first quarter here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm John Nixon. Along with Randy Gatulo, our studio engineer is Scott Cox. Today, the Irish, Randy, they're up 13-8 here, and we played almost 6 minutes. And Husker St. Francis coaches over there kind of going, we got some work to do.
Yes, they do. And look at the point totals for Ellison Widener.
Yeah, so far so good, zero.
She'd have told me 6 minutes in she'd have more fouls than points, I'd have been smiling.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that.
Well, as Widener goes, so go the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. There's no doubt about that, John.
Well, the Flyers right now are 2 out of 9 from three-point range. The Irish haven't taken one yet. Field goal percentages are 13% for Humphrey St. Francis and 57% for the Irish.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to beat.
That continues. That'll be good, but chances are it won't continue that way for Humphrey St. Francis, I don't imagine.
We're in for a dogfight here, John. There's no doubt about it. Humphrey St. Francis, they'll get
their lead. Oh, wait a minute now. They can't all six come out there, girls.
Well, they can try.
Yeah. All right. Took one of the twins off around the Baumgart and said, oh, I better go back to the bench. All right. It is going to be Hannah Baumgart inbound the ball to the right side, get it there to Hostreiter. Out to the top and a three ball up. No good. Grab shot up by Cush and the rebound by Lauren Malone. Malone over the top to Eichhoff. Push it up the floor. Gives it to Vonnerschmidt. Free throw line up. Short. No good. Rebound to Widener. Widener up the floor. Pushing it. Need to cut her off. She'll shoot it. 15-footer up and good. You got to stop her before that. You can't let her get that deep. It's now 13-10. Sayhart by three. Here's the pressure in the backcourt. Malone splits through the defenders. Wait. Now turns, keeps on going. Hands it off to Eichhoff. Eichhoff in the free throw circle in the middle of Vonderschmidt and caught it in kind of a bad spot. Lost it, turns it over. She never had a chance to come down with a dribble or go up with a shot, either one. Widener will stop and pop again from the top. In and out and back in it goes. That's two in a row. And now it's going to be a 13-12 ball game. Here's a pass stolen. Widener with it. Widener passes off. It missed on the bottom of the backboard. Rebound grabbed up by Delaney Witt. In the middle to Malone, and she got ran into by Hannah Baumgard.
On Hannah, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number four on the St. Francis Flyers.
Bippas will come into the ball game in place of Littrell. The Irish are going to have, this messes up the rotation, obviously, also without Rachel Magdans, their normal rotation. They bring players in at this point and this point. Well, that's messed up today. So somebody's not going to get as much rest. I'm going to guess it's Eichhoff and maybe Vonderschmidt. Irish trying to go inside. They're playing in front of Vonderschmidt as much as they can. 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now Lauren Malone will dribble across all the way out near the backcourt. Delaney Witt holds it, looks. Back it goes to Lauren. Right side to Eichhoff as they play catch. 25 seconds to go. Witt, left side, back to Malone. Malone will hold, guarded out there by Hannah Baumgart. Right side to Eichhoff, back to Lauren. 14 seconds, she'll move up the left side. Fending off with one arm, dribbling with the other. Get it to Bippas with eight on the clock. Danielle, oh, she fires for three. Vonderschmidt caught it, put it up, and got fouled. That was a beautiful pass from Bippas.
Yeah, it was. Went right to Vonderschmidt. Widener, I think, is going to get tagged.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
Melton number 20, Kylie.
20, okay. Got to be Kylie Wessel who gets the personal. Her first team foul, number five, Vonderschmidt at the line.
I like your thinking.
Yeah.
And Vonderschmidt fires too strong, no good. Her first miss at the line today.
Only 3.4 seconds left on the clock here, John.
That's an eternity, though,
yeah.
To get to the other end. 1 point lead, the Irish up and make it two as Vonderschmidt connects. And the horn sounded before that got off, and here comes Ella Simon into the ball game for Lauren Malone.
They need to come up here and make them touch the ball.
Yeah, don't let them roll it up the floor.
That's
Santos saying,
up there,
get up there, boys.
Now, come on,
get up there, girl.
The
now, Widener to the front, two on the clock, all the way in, acrobatic, and got fouled. Yeah, if they go up farther,
she doesn't have time to do that.
She didn't have time to do that, exactly.
That was a miscue.
Fouls on number 24.
Called for the foul on Vonderschmidt.
Oh.
Second personal team foul number four.
That's a bad play and a bad foul for the Irish there.
Yes, it is.
Free throw coming here. Widener, left-hander on the way up, and good. Now it's a one-point ball game again, 14-13. And Widener can tie it with just 0.3 seconds left in the first quarter. Senior gets ready, fires, it's up, and it's good, and we are tied at 14 apiece here. So the Irish will be able to do nothing but inbound it, and they do, and that ends the first quarter. Top two teams in D2 tied at 14 after one. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got 8 minutes up on the clock, ready to go in the second quarter here in a 14 ball game. Randy, the Irish, 7 points for Olivia Eichhoff, 5 for Ari Vonderspit in the first quarter. Happy to be at 14-14 right now. As I said, those first few minutes were important for the Irish to kind of get their legs under them without the play of Rachel Magdans today.
Yeah, Tankerhart was up 13-8 there with 2:14 to go. They had a 5-point lead, but now we're tied up. It'll be St. Francis with the basketball as we move here into second quarter action. Baumgart will inbound it. She'll toss it into Widener, and Widener dribbles out onto the right wing with the ball. Now works to the top of the key, across court pass, left side, long three up off the rim. No good, rebound, follow shot, put back Strickland. Kaylee Strickland with her first 2 points of the ball game, and she's got a 16-14 lead now for the Flyers.
Literal in for Vonderschmidt to start the second quarter for the Irish.
Down court pass comes to Eichhoff. Eichhoff into forecourt, works between the rings at the top of the free throw circle, comes around the left side of the lane, kicks it to Malone. Open look, Warren Malone for two from the corner. Up and good, and Malone has her first 2 points of the ball game. We're tied at 16, driving layup other end. Put up off no good by Cush. They get the rebound. This is Widener in the paint. Widener, fall away, jump shot off the rim. No. Good job bringing down the rebound by Eichhoff in traffic. She was sandwiched in between two defenders, John.
The good thing is a non-contact sport.
Right. There's going to be a foul on Widener, I think.
Should be. That would be number two on Allison Widener.
As Eichhoff started up the floor with the basketball, Widener came up and collided with her fairly hard.
It is Widener.
That's her second. And team foul number six.
They are 6 for 8 at the line already. Fires 4 for 4.
Widener will have a seat now. And they pull Baumgart back into the ballgame.
The Irish need to take advantage of this situation.
Yeah, with her on the bench, it's time to score. Malone struggling to get the ball down court to Eichhoff. Still not across the timeline. Eichhoff down, gets it to Bippus. Bippus across into forecourt under the right wing, finds Malone. Warren Malone holds the ball for a minute, goes to Bippus in the corner, right side, I think. Now back to Malone on the right wing. At the free throw line, Littrell had it tipped away, got them all back. Now they reach in on Littrell to try and take them all away. Kicking back to Malone on the far side on the wing. I've got a referee right in front of me.
Eichhoff moves to the post now with Vonderschmidt out.
All right, in the corner, this is Bippus, baseline left side. Up to Wurtenberger with the ball. She dribbles between the rings, takes it all the way to the right wing. Back it comes to Malone, looking for Littrell in the paint, to Bippus. Bippus in the paint. Flips it to the corner right side. Wurtenberger goes up with a shot. She got it. She'll be fouled. That
counted.
Count. You bet.
Wurtenberger has not had a lot of points this weekend, but she's played a lot of good basketball, and that's a big bucket right there.
Who did get the foul on there? Did you catch it?
Did not see that.
I'll have to wait until they put it up. Wurtenberger for the and one. It's up and good. She got it. The old traditional three-point play. And it's a 19-16 Irish lead, 6 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the first half here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Class D2 state championship girls game. Lob pass inside the paint, moving toward the hoop. No place to go there for Strickland. Now a long three from the left side. Cush up and off, no good. Battle for the rebound. Follow shot, Strickland up and good. Kaylee Strickland with the putback. Irish up by one, 19-18, 5:45 to go. Second quarter, long down court pass Malone. She had Littrell down here under the basket. Couldn't get it to her. Now Malone comes to the near side. Here on the wing, left side of the basket. Well, she swatted at, almost had it knocked away from her by Cush. Gives it up to Wurtenberger. Well, they missed Magdans out here in this kind of a situation. But Malone doing a pretty good job handling the ball. Comes over to Bippus. Bippus has defenders in her face. Here goes Eichhoff, a little floater. Couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to Baumgart. She's trapped in the corner by Bippus. Get rid of the basketball to her sister, Emma Baumgart. Emma down court with it to the left elbow. Gives it over to the left side to Cush. Cush inside Strickland. Strickland, left side of the lane, moves to the hoop. Goes to Baumgart. Baumgart, little floater. Off the rim, no. Rebound Strickland. Follow shot. Wait a minute.
Eichhoff had it. They took it away from her. And it's going to be a foul on the Flyers, I believe.
Yep.
Foul will go on Kaylee Strickland. Randy, that's her third foul. That previous foul, Randy, was on number four, Hannah Baumgart.
All right, thank you. She's got two.
So we're going to come down and shoot a free throw.
That's 17 fouls. 18 fouls, isn't it?
Yep. Widener coming back in.
4:57 to play, first half, 19-18, Irish up by one. St. Bernard, John, has made, what, 4, 5, 7 of 8?
7 of 9.
7 of 9 from the free throw line so far. Who had the other miss besides Vonderschmidt?
Eichhoff missed one.
Okay, at the line. Eichhoff, here shooting 1 and 1. Free throw is up, off, no good. Couldn't get that one down. She'll... down court in a hurry comes Widener. 19-18, Irish up by one here in the first half with 4:45 to play, second quarter. Left side, Widener in traffic, driving lay-in up, couldn't get it. Battling for the rebound. Baumgart has it, knocked away from her. Underneath, left side, Baumgart shot up and good. That would be Emma Baumgart with her first 2 points. And it's 20-19. St. Francis up by one now. In backcourt with the ball is Wurtenberger. She gets around Widener and brings it all the way to the baseline, left side in the corner. Got trapped down here. Turned the ball over. Fast break the other way. Here's Widener. Malone with her. Widener driving lay-in up and good. Allison Widener has 8 points. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart 4:12 to play first half. 22-19. Irish trail. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. Thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, it is a 3-point advantage for Humphrey St. Francis, 22-19 so far in the ball game. 3 ties, 6 lead changes.
Happy to be in the Haymarket District in downtown Lincoln this afternoon, John.
Vonderschmidt back in for the Irish now with 4:12 to go with 2 fouls here in the second quarter.
Yeah, they probably need her inside game here, I think, John. All right, inbound the ball to Lauren Malone. Malone in the corner in backcourt, flips it back to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger bringing the ball up the court, working one-on-one against Widener. Gets it across the timeline. Wurtenberger using her frame to just kind of muscle the ball across the timeline. Now gives it up to Malone. Malone dangerously close to that midcourt line up there, John. Back to Wurtenberger on the left elbow. Looking inside for Vonderschmidt. Pippa's free throw line, jump shot up off, no good. Wurtenberger tries for the save. But they say it got on the line when she saved it from going out of bounds.
You know, out there mid-court, in the middle of that Nebraska logo, there is no line that you can see. That could be dangerous.
Hard to know where you're at out there.
Here comes Delaney Witt in for Wurtenberger now for Sacred Heart.
3:46 to play, first half, 22-19. Flyers up by 3. St. Francis with the basketball. Allison Widener, the Nebraska recruit, feeds it to Baumgart in the corner. She steps aside for a 2. Rebound brought down by Vonderschmidt. That's that presence of Ari Vonderschmidt in there on the defensive boards. Witt loses her dribble, gets it down court, comes back to Witt. He's stolen by Baumgart. Baumgart flips it across. Widener driving lay-in up, got it, and she fouled.
Now you make a mistake, and then you double up the problem with the foul there. Irish used up their dribble too quick. And the foul on Eichhoff is her second.
At the free throw line now is Ellison Widener. And just like that, she's in double figures with 10 points, John.
The lead is now up to 5 points. That matches the lead the Irish had back in the first quarter at 5.
Widener for the and one after the basket counted. At the free throw line, shot is on the way up and good. Hopefully Ellison's best days are ahead of her in this building.
Yeah.
Nebraska recruit. She'll be a Cornhusker next year. There's a downcourt pass to Witt, and stepping in front of Witt is Hannah Baumgart, and that was kind of an innocent bystander foul, but for Hannah, that's her third personal.
Two Flyers with 3 fouls. Widener has 2, and now Delaney Witt to the free throw line to shoot 1-1.
Don't kid yourself. This foul situation could get critical here real quick for the Flyers. A couple more in the right spot. At the free throw line, Delaney Witt. She'll be shooting 2 shots or 1-1? 1-1 still. Free throw is up and bounces off, doesn't go. Rebound Widener. Great job of saving that from going out of bounds. Down court on the right side with it. Kush over the left side, Baumgart. Skip pass, Kush on the right side. In the corner, open look, baseline right side, 3, up off, no good. Rebound, Wessel gets it back up top to Cush once again. There's a three that's up and off, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, looked like that went off of Cush, but apparently not.
That's probably better to give him the ball and call a foul.
Yes, for sure.
For the Irish there.
All right, the ball will be inbounded. Baseline, left side under the backboard. Tossing it in will be Ellison Widener. She triggers it into the corner to Baumgart. Emma Baumgart. Emma back to Widener on the right side in the corner. She backs it out onto the elbow here on the right wing. Now, Widener at the free throw line. Jump shot up off the front of the rim and getting the rebound there on the baseline. Wait a minute, what do we got here?
A foul or a held ball or both. We're going to call a foul on the Flyers.
Okay, Eichhoff did a good job. She had position and came down with the basketball. Foul is going to be on Wessel, I think.
Wessel's second foul, and that's 10 team fouls on the Flyers.
At the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff. She's what, 3 of 5, John? Is that what you got?
3 of 5, yep.
So Eichhoff has 7 points here in the first half. 3 of 5 from the line. Here shooting 1 and 1. Eichhoff takes aim, bends the knees, launches the shot. It's up and good. We may be in a two-shot free throw situation.
Yeah, it's 10th team foul.
Eichhoff ready for her second free throw. Now 4 out of 6 from the line, has 8 points. Olivia Eichhoff launches the second free throw. It's up and it is good also. Got the roll. Hit the front of the rim, the back of the rim, and then fell in the hole. 25-21. The lead is down to 4 now for the Flyers with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half at Pinnacle Bank. Widener left side of the lane. Wanted to take it in the hole. Gives it out to Cush for 3. Up and good. Alyssa Cush. Her second 3-pointer of the afternoon. Down court pass to Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt hands it up to Eichhoff. She'll bring the ball down court. Eichhoff is double team trapped on the near side. She travels. Oh, no, wait a minute. They called a foul. Who's this going to be on?
I think it's on Widener.
Waiting to see here.
Judging from her reaction. No, they called on Baumgart. Emma's first.
Boy, that was a big call there for St. Francis. If Widener would have picked up a third one already, that could have been kind of disastrous. At the line is Eichhoff. Shooting 2 once again. Free throw is on the way. Good. Olivia Eichhoff is now 6 of 8 from the free throw line. She's in double... Or 6 of 10.
No, 10 points, sorry.
That's right. 6 of 8, double figures with 10. Thank you. Second shot. Eichhoff on the way, just short. Off the front of the rim, rebound Widener. She's going to bring it down herself. Watch out, here she comes. Shot is up. No, got her own rebound. Trying to put up a follow shot. Going to have a reach-in foul, I think, on Bippis.
That would be my guess. Here comes the official with the...
Bounds on number 32, Daniel Bippis, her first personal foul.
First on Bippis.
Still not into the 1-1. That's only team foul number 6 with 2:03 to go here in the second quarter. 28-22, St. Francis up by 6. Widener on the left wing with the ball. Inside the paint, turnaround shot up off. No good, wouldn't go down for Wessel. Rebound Vonderschmidt. Across the timeline comes Malone on the dribble. Malone working one-on-one against Emma Baumgart. Has the ball knocked away out of bounds.
Boy, they're letting him bang out top.
I just looked across the way. Look at Rachel Magdan sitting there on the bench right where the ball just came out of bounds. Just got to be killing her, sitting there with the boot on. All right, inbounding the ball in front of the Irish bench. They toss it in. Eichhoff gets it into Malone. Emma Baumgart chases Lauren Malone. She's working hard to get the ball down court. Gets a pick set here by Vonderschmidt. Now comes to the near side, Delaney Witt. Underneath Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt's shot is up. Got it. That's the key right there. They've got to get the ball underneath Harrison.
Well, she was behind the backboard when she shot there.
28-24. The lead is 4. Here comes Widener. Fall away shot. Widener. She'll be fouled again. And Widener's going to be at the line, this time shooting 2.
I'm going to call that foul on Delaney Witt, her first, and team foul number 7 on Sagan Hart.
So at the line, Allison Widener, she's 3 for 3 from the line, has 11 points in the ballgame, and here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and good.
Well, Sagan Hart's going to have to find a way to keep her out of that paint. She's getting down there 3 or 4 feet inside the free throw line often and either shoots it or passes it.
And she's either going to score or get fouled probably. Shot is up. Next free throw is good also. Got them both. That's 13 now for Weidner. The lead is 6, 30-24, with a minute 17 to play. Weidner leaves the ball game. There are two fouls with a minute 17 to go in the half. Irish want to be careful not to give up too many more points here before this half ends. Down by 6 right now, and they just almost got it stolen there. Witt comes up with the ball, gets it to Malone. They're still in backcourt, John. Now they find Witt across the timeline. Double-team trap. Oh, her pass goes past Malone out of bounds. And that's what you don't want to have happen in the final minute of the ballgame, John. It's too inexperienced. I mean, they're playing more and more, but they don't start, so they're a little out of their element here today with that pressure. All right, Witt will set down. Wurtenberger will check back in. On the dribble, across the timeline.
Weidner back in on offense.
Baumgart into the corner, baseline right side. Hostreiter across to the left wing now, handling it as Wessel. Wessel. Again, Hostreiter with it.
Weidner goes to the high post now.
Yeah, in the corner right side, they hold the ball. Wessel comes to help. Inside, there's Weidner in traffic. Kicks it to the right wing. No shot there. Ball tipped away. Malone had it. Now she does get the steal. Lauren Malone in trouble down there in traffic. Gives it up to Bippas. Bippas starts down court. Boy, they're putting some pressure on now. 23 seconds to play here in the half. Irish lucky they didn't get points up that trip, John. They're still within 6. Chance to close it closer. 15 seconds to play. Malone has the ball dribbled away by Baumgart. Baumgart holds the ball. Jump ball's going to be called. Possession arrow stays with the Irish.
The Irish got lucky there with 10 and a half seconds to go.
Boy, this last 60 seconds of this one has been an adventure, hasn't it, John?
Now, the Irish in the first quarter, they had Eichhoff handle the ball a lot. They're probably going to have to go back to that.
10 and a half seconds is what I'm trying to say to go here in the first half. 30-24, Irish trailing by 6. They inbound the ball. Vondersmith in traffic, gets it across. Wurtenberger in the paint, goes up with a shot. It's off the rim. Struggle for the rebound. Brought down, and there's the buzzer.
I would probably be just as unhappy as all those Humphrey St. Francis fans for not having a third foul on Vondersmith right there.
Yeah, Vondersmith got away with one right at the buzzer. She was coming from behind to get after the rebound. The coaching staff from St. Francis is asking how on earth that wasn't a foul. I don't blame you for asking. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are trailing the St. Francis Flyers. Our halftime score, Humphrey St. Francis 30 and Sacred Heart 24. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice.
Education.
Business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are trailing the St. Francis Flyers 30-24, our halftime score, and it's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Our halftime program presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Here with a look at the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. For the first half for Sacred Heart, they have 10 points for Olivia Eichhoff. She had 7 of those in the first quarter this afternoon. After that, Harrison Vonderschmidt has 7. 3 for Jessica Wurtenberger and 2 for Lauren Malone for Sacred Heart. Danielle Bibas also with 2 in the ball game. Sacred Heart 7-15 from the floor in the ball game. They've been out rebounded though, Randy, 24-14 in the first half. 6 of those rebounds for the Irish belong to Arison Vonderschmidt, and 3 more to Olivia Eichhoff. Sacred Heart in the first half from 3-point range 0-for-1. At the free throw line in the first half, 10 out of 15 for the Flyers. In the first half today, they are led on the scoring column by Allison Widener with 13 points in the first half. They have 10 points from Alyssa Cush in the ball game. Widener also has 6 rebounds in the first half and 5 more for Hannah Baumgart, who's a 5'3 player out there, and 4 for Alyssa Cush. So they have set a 10-point advantage on the boards. The Irish can't continue to let that happen. The good news for the Irish is that St. Francis has taken a bunch of three-pointers. They are just 3-for-15 in the first half. Sacred Heart is 0-for-1. And St. Francis outscored the Irish in the second quarter 16-10 after a tie ball game after one quarter at 14 apiece today. So that is the first half numbers. And the Irish down by 6. Really not too bad.
This halftime report brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We'll step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, update you with the local weather. We'll be back out here in about 5 minutes with third quarter action here in the Class D2 state championship game. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Falls City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representative in Falls City. Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dahlman with your weather for the Tri-State area. Clear skies and quiet weather are expected across the region tonight with a low near 42. As we head into your Sunday, highs push up to around 71 degrees under plenty of sunshine. Winds will be breezy as well out of the south-southwest at around 10 to 20, gusting at times up to 40 miles per hour. For Sunday night, clear skies, lows fall back down into the lower 40s with sunshine for the new work week on Monday and a high temperature back at around 70. On Monday night, we'll see increasing cloud cover. Lows fall down to around 49 degrees, turning mostly sunny for your Tuesday and a high temperature at around 72. For Tuesday night, we'll see increasing clouds with a chance of showers developing late, lows around 56, and finally for Wednesday, a chance of showers and storms, 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dahlman on Sunny 101.3.
Tired of dealing with some faceless voice in some far-off city when you have questions about your finances? Why not get your financial advice locally from someone you know? That way, if you ever have questions, you'll get the answers face-to-face. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Fall City and Stella. Member FDIC.
MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Fall City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Fall City Nursing and Rehab.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in the Haymarket District in downtown Lincoln, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are trailing the St. Francis Flyers 30-24. A reminder, we'll be back here at Pinnacle Bank next Wednesday with the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll be facing Pierce, a 1:30 tip-off here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Also here on Sunny 101.3 on Thursday, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Mullen. That's a 4 o'clock tip-off out at Lincoln East High School. And, John, we've got back-to-back games across town from each other, so I'll be heading over here with the Bulldogs, and you'll be heading to Lincoln East with the Irish, and we'll get them both on the air for everybody.
We'll get them both on the air Friday at noon. The Mound City Panthers take on St. Elizabeth.
Really?
Don't know. I know what you're going to ask, and don't do it. But I don't know where it's at.
Where? St. Elizabeth, okay.
Haven't had time to look yet.
All right. South 70th Street here in Lincoln, I think.
No, I don't think so. Okay. The other side is Higbee and South Iron.
All right. I don't know where they are either.
John, we're going to find out.
Let's talk about the upcoming 16 minutes we've got here. The Irish need to get the ball inside to Eric Vondersmith to get those points.
They do.
They got to avoid the turnovers. They can't be giving the ball up at midcourt. They, for the most part, they did a pretty good job of getting the ball down the court.
Seven turnovers, not bad. That's the fewest they've had so far this weekend in the halftime. But getting the ball across midcourt is the first key. And then after that, they've got some people that can score down here, and they're going to have to keep Wiedner from getting that penetration into the paint, because you just never know what she's going to do with it after she gets it.
Yeah, Wiedner, she likes the red paint in the lane here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is where she'll be playing ball next year with the University of Nebraska. She's a Cornhusker recruit, if you haven't heard about that yet. The girl's averaging over 26 points per ball game. She had 31 in the semifinal. And as we talked about during the pregame, Ellison Wiedner is the real deal. I mean, she's a Division I player. There's no doubt. I have no doubt she's going to do well here in Nebraska. I really think she'll play well at the next level.
You had her and the Markowski player coming to Nebraska from Lincoln.
That's Andy's daughter.
Yeah.
She played in Nebraska.
I forget which school she's at, but I think she's playing her later tonight in the Class A championship ball game. So.
Well,
nice to see the Huskers take local kids.
The ladies in green and white come out onto the floor. They'll start the same way they started the ball game here with Eichhoff, Malone, Wurtenberger, Vonderschmidt, and Biffus on the floor. The basketball is going to belong to the Flyers, and here for the third quarter is John Nixon.
All right, it's Flyer basketball. It comes into Widener back at midcourt. She'll come up the right side of the floor over in front of her bench. Humphrey St. Francis fans have developed a quick, deep hate for Danielle Biffus, and they're not real happy with Arison Vonderschmidt, who they thought committed a foul right at the end of the half. Out top, a two-pointer up and good, and a foul. An offensive foul now to the bucket count, Randy. Watch the scoreboard.
Well, I think they...
It should have, I think.
I think that shot went up, yes. The basket's going to count.
The foul is on Kaylee Strickland, her fourth.
Okay, who got the three?
Good question. It was a two-pointer. Emma Baumgart got a two-pointer. He was standing on the three-point line. So number three gets the 2 points. And now it's an eight-point lead, the biggest of the ball game for St. Francis.
Was that foul on Strickland?
Yes.
That's her fourth.
That's what they said.
That's her fourth personal. Wow. That's big, John.
She leaves the ball game. Yeah, into the game is Kylie Wessel. Now, Eichhoff with it, dribbling, guarded by Widener. Off it goes to Wurtenberger. Inside, Vonderschmidt, that's easy. Layup, good. An assist for Wurtenberger and two for Vonderschmidt. And it's now 26 for the Irish and 32 for the Flyers.
I still say that's going to be the key to this thing, is getting the ball into Vonderschmidt, John.
Widener to the front. Across court, Malone tipped it. Couldn't catch up to it. Emma Baumgart runs it down. Throws her twin sister to the corner. Three ball in and out. No. Rebound brought down. Oh, and a foul on the Irish. Rebound grabbed by Alyssa Cush.
Boy, Cush came charging in there after that ball.
That's going to be on Vonderschmidt. That's her third.
Harry's got three. Kaylee Strickland's got four.
You really can't afford to take her out.
No, because when we did, they went on that little six run there.
Baumgart to Baumgart into the left corner, back out top, and a three ball is short. Rebound grabbed up by Biffus, off the miss by Cush. To Eichhoff. Oh, she threw it up the floor intended for Malone. Too strong, and the Irish turn it over.
Those are the kind of costly miscues here that the Irish absolutely cannot afford when you're down by six.
So the foul on Vonderschmidt and then the turnover complicates things. 6:44 to go in the third. Widener to the front. Lobs the ball to the left side for Hannah Baumgart, guarded there by Biffus. Now back down to Emma, to Hannah, right here in front of us on the left side. You can hear them talking, at least we can.
Emma's shouting instructions to twin sister Hannah on where to go.
This is a little diamond in one here for the Irish.
Oh, she told her where to go more than once.
I imagine Widener in the up another rebound. Looking for help, lobs it over the top to Eichhoff. Comes up, double teamed in the backcourt, back over to Vonderschmidt, dribbled across the area. There you go. No, 10-second call. Didn't make it. You can't stop and wait. You have to go. Doesn't matter what position you play, you can handle the ball. Get moving it up the floor if you'd have an opening. So back-to-back turnovers by Sacred Heart. They're down by six. Need a stop here.
That's two lost opportunities to close up on that lead.
Widener left side into Baumgartner. Out for three. Up off the mark. No good by Cush. Rebound to Biffus. Biffus in the backcourt. Ball stolen by Widener. Cross court it goes. And now back out. Three straight turnovers by the Irish. Baumgart inside to Cush around the right side and a shot up and a two-pointer by Kylie Wessel, who now has five in the ball game, and the lead is eight, matching the biggest lead of the game. And the Irish turn it over. No timeout, Sacred Heart.
Timeout Irish down 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website, alfea.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5:28 to go in the third. It's an 8-point lead for Humphrey St. Francis. The Irish have the basketball in the backcourt. They have to get the ball up the floor. That's the first key. Then they got to try to get it in there to Vonderschmidt. And they're playing Cotton Eye Joe over the PA system. Humphrey St. Francis fans really getting into that.
I like that.
Daniel Bippis will get it in the backcourt. Eichhoff dribbles to a double team. Swiped away by Baumgart, and the ball goes out of bounds. Randy, the Baumgart girls are listed at 5'6", which I don't believe, personally. 5 foot?
Not a chance.
Probably. But they are sneaky quick.
Yeah, if either one of them is more than 5'2", tops, I'd be impressed. I'd be surprised.
Tops, yeah. Eichhoff in the backcourt, over to Wurtenberger. Baseball up the floor to Malone, makes the catch. Driving in, stops on the right side, now reverses into Eichhoff on the baseline. She holds the ball, and a defender comes by, knocks it away. That's 4 straight turnovers by the Irish
without a shot.
Widener up the floor to the paint, kicks the ball to the corner. 3 ball up, no good, short by Wessel. Rebound by Sagerhart. Ahead, up the floor to Wurtenberger, driving in, left-hand layup, got it to go. There you go. That is 5 for Wurtenberger, and it's now 34-28. The lead is down to 6. Sagerhart, for the turnovers they've had here to start, here's a 3 ball from the top. Oh, and it banks in. Holy cow. Alyssa Cush missed it so long, it banked in from straight out in front. And now the lead is 9. Come back the other way, and a ball knocked away in the backcourt by Baumgart and Widener. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Irish.
Emma Littrell back into the ballgame for the Irish. Jalissa Hostrider checks in for the Flyers.
So Wurtenberger will inbound from the sideline. You see a little frustration starting to sneak in here on the faces of the Irish ball players. Up the floor, Eichhoff guarded by Widener. She moves across. They switch off, and now a foul on the Flyers. That will be Wessel's third.
And that's team foul number 2 on the Flyers of the half.
Sagerhart inbound. Wurtenberger from the baseline.
I think it's the biggest lead the Flyers have had at 9.
Yep. Eichhoff now back around to Wurtenberger. Cross court to Malone out top in the corner. Eichhoff, her pass batted right back at her by Widener. Now she'll dribble it. Bends off with the left arm. Dribbles with the right. Now throws to the high post. Littrell out to Wurtenberger. 3 ball. Up, no. Rebound grabbed up by Wessel. Wessel will get the ball to Widener. Widener up the floor the other way. Stops at the top. Fires for a long 3. Up, no good. Rebound Lauren Malone for the Irish. In the backcourt, Baumgart trying to stay with her. Baumgart moving right to left. Now Malone to the front court with the ball. Gets around Baumgart. In down the lane she goes. Fires it up, and it went in over the top of the defense. Lauren Malone with her second hoop of the ball game. And it's 37-30.
Not sure how she did that, but I'm glad she did.
3-pointer on the way up. No good by Cush. And a rebound to Wurtenberger for the Irish. Up the floor to Eichhoff on the right side. Right side, and she dribbles around, goes around wider, down the hole, up, and good on the layup with the finger roll. That's a dozen now for Eichhoff, and it's 37-32, the lead down to 5. Widener out top, handling the basketball. At some point, she could just decide, I'm going to take over now and see what happens. She moves down to the low post. Now it's in the corner, inside, and Wurtenberger, she might have got a piece of that. She also might have fouled her. The shot missed by Wessel. Rebound to Lauren Malone. Malone up the floor. Wurtenberger into Vonderschmidt. Double team. They come at her like piranha. Now back inside. Littrell up, down,
down and foul. Littrell with her first two for the ball game and draws a foul on the Flyers. And the foul will go
Alyssa Cush. 13 foul against the Flyers.
It's her first, team foul number three.
Timeout on the floor.
Timeout called by the Flyers. Their 9-point lead is now a 3-point lead, and it may be two in a moment. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, Haymarket District, downtown Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. Scott Cox, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's state tournament basketball game. 37-34, the Irish, after trailing by 9, have closed back to within 3. When play is resumed, Emma Littrell will be at the free throw line and a chance to get Sacred Heart back within 2 points, John. The Irish, no quit. No quit. It would have been easy and understandable if they come out today and kind of don't play very well without Rachel Magdans, but so far they've answered the call. You had to feel like the Irish won their first two state tournament games without playing their best basketball. Oh, yeah. Especially the first day. That yeah. was not a well-played ball game, and they still won by 11. So, all right, Emma Littrell at the free throw line for Sacred Heart. Trying to make it a two-point game here. 2:22 to play in the third quarter. Littrell, sophomore, ready, fires up, and too strong, and the rebound ran down by Wider. She's just going to keep on coming to the free throw line, back out to Baumgart, and now to the right side. Flyers, Randy, 4 of 22 on three-point shots. Here's Baumgart now to the left side with it. Wessel for two, and she hits it. She's got 7, 4 in the quarter, and an inbound pass from Witt. Irish got lucky there. She could. Baumgart couldn't hang on to it. The ball goes out of bounds. You can't put any air under those passes. The Flyers will absolutely challenge every move you make. Dribbling, passing, whatever you're trying to do, they challenge them all, every move. This reminds me more of the former Wynot teams on the press. Now up the floor, over to Malone on the right side front court, guarded by Widener, lob it ahead. Witt, pass inside. Somehow Vonnerschmidt went and got it knocked away, and now Widener knocks it out of bounds where Sacred Heart will have it on the sideline about 25, 30 feet up off the baseline here. 1:46 to play third period, 39-34. Delaney Witt will trigger. Coming in, goes inside to Vonnerschmidt, turns, fires, left hand good. She's in double figures with 11, 39-36. Widener to the front. Here we come up the floor with a minute 35 to go in the third. The lead was 9 for the Flyers. Out top, drilling is Baumgart. That is Emma Baumgart off the right side now to Jalissa Hostrider. And her pass to the middle, knocked out of bounds by the Irish, knocked out of there by Emma Littrell. So inbounding, Hannah Baumgart looking to the middle, nothing there. Now they'll go out top of Widener. One dribble pass left side for Emma Baumgart. Into the middle, knocked away, stolen by Vonnerschmidt. Good play. Vonnerschmidt up the floor, going to take it, goes in. Ball knocked loose, out of bounds, off of Widener, out of bounds. Well, for, you know, personal selfish reasons, too bad that wasn't a foul. 1:11 to go here, third quarter. Bringing into Eichhoff, now to Witt. Now Vonnerschmidt. Vonnerschmidt. Out to Witt. Oh, that was close to a travel. Gets the ball away. Knocked away by Widener. Picked up by Eichhoff. She gets tripped. Witt for three. Got it! First one of the weekend for the Irish. And we are tied at 39 with 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. So the Irish get it tied up after trailing by 9. Widener moving to the left. Down to Baumgart, blocked by Littrell, saved by Vonnerschmidt to Malone with 34 seconds. Double teamed with it.
throws it ahead to Witt. She may take another one now. She's got the range over to Malone. Nearly threw it away, but Lauren ran it down. Coach wants to Witt for one. And now Littrell with it. Littrell out on the right side. 17 seconds under pass, stolen away by Widener, and a layup at the other end for Widener. That's her first points of this quarter. And now the Irish just save it. Don't worry about getting a shot off. Just don't turn it over. Up the floor to Malone. Fires it toward the hoop, and that will end the third quarter. But a good comeback from the Irish. After three, the Flyers 41, the Irish 39. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you here. Scott Cox, our producer-engineer this afternoon. 8 minutes left up on the clock. John, we've got a ball game.
Got a good ball game, 41-39. Sacred Heart, 1 of 3 on three-point shots. Humphrey St. Francis, 4 of 22. Flyers had a 9-point lead at one point there in the third quarter. And now they're up by 2 on the strength of a steal under 10 seconds to go in a layup.
Hard to believe that three-pointer that tied it up by Delaney Witt was the first three-point basket of the entire state tournament for the Irish.
Witt will inbound for the Irish, and here we go.
All right, Malone takes the inbound pass at midcourt, works off to the right side, now between the ring, gets a pick set there by Vondersmith. Broke open for a minute to Bippus. Bippus driving the lane for the lay-in off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound, Vondersmith, follow shot up, good. Vondersmith with the putback. She's got 13 points now, and it's all tied at 41-all, opening set here of the fourth quarter. Watch out, here's Widener with the basketball, feeds it to Cush. Up top of the key, Baumgart. Inside, Strickland with the ball. She's double-teamed. Now tries to move to the hoop. Ball is loose. Everybody grab. Oh, they go down hard on the floor. I think we're going to have a jump ball called here. There were no less than three Irish girls that had a hold of that basketball, John.
Well, the jump ball, held ball will stay with the Flyers, so the Irish will get the next one. Well, somebody had to guard Widener out here in this corner.
Baumgart into Widener. She faked the three. Now tries to move toward the lane. Ball is taken away by Vondersmith. Now they tried to put it down court to Witt, stolen right back by Baumgart. Here comes Widener. Watch out. She fed it to the right side. Strickland, jump shot up off, no good. Rebound tipped out of there. Coming out of with it, Delaney Witt. Oh, there's a foul on Widener. No. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe that. Underneath.
Foul.
There's Vondersmith. Turn it off the glass. Up and good. Gary Vondersmith has 15 points. And the Irish with their first lead in a long time, John. 43-41. Sacred Heart is up. 6:49 to go here in the ballgame. St. Francis free throw line. Open jump shot up off. No good. Delaney went with a rebound. She's double teamed. Baumgart's have her on the floor. Wait a minute. Jump ball.
Ball.
Passion arrow stays with the Irish. Sacred Heart going to be struggling against this pressure. The two Baumgart sisters, the twins up there, they just collapsed on Delaney Witt.
Delaney Witt's listed at 5'6", right? So are the twins.
Yeah, look at that. She towers over him by a half a head here. All right, in backcourt.
Basketball coach is all awry.
Yeah, Olivia Eichhoff with the ball, being chased by Widener. Now the ball tipped away from her, out of bounds. A turnover. Widener just pressured her out of bounds over on
just
the far sideline.
Reached in, slapped it. Olivia got one more dribble, went off her hand out of bounds.
6:28 to go in the ballgame. Irish are up by 2, 43-41 here in the Class D2 state championship. Pass underneath, laying up, good. Strickland got it. She's got 6 points. We're tied at 43 all now once again, all tied up. 6:13 to play in the ballgame, tied at 43. Sacred Heart with a basketball. Eichhoff gets it across the timeline before the 10-second count.
Fell down. Guarded
by Baumgart into the corner. Here's Witt driving toward the baseline. Tries to go up with a shot.
Got fouled on the drive.
Well, Witt just went right at the defenders, didn't she?
She didn't lower her shoulder. She just turned and kept on going. That foul on Emma Baumgart, her second, team foul number four.
Hannah Baumgart? I thought I got Hannah with four, I think. Maybe not. I might have got my Baumgarts crossed up here.
That was on Emma.
Okay, that was on Emma. All right, inbound the pass into the corner. Eichhoff. There's moving to the hoop is Vondersmith. Laying off the glass up and good. Vondersmith, she's got 6 points already here in the
this
corner.
This is good to see. Irish. She's taken over.
Yeah, back up by two now. 45-43, the Irish with the lead. Here comes Widener. She's going to do her thing. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound, Strickland. Follow shot. Can't get it. Whistle on a foul, and we're going to put Strickland at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Flyers.
Strickland's playing with four fouls.
Yeah, Kaylee Strickland here shooting two. Who's a foul?
I think they called that on Lauren Malone, I believe.
All right, Kaylee Strickland shooting two for the Flyers. A chance to tie it if she can hit them both. First one is up and good. Makes it 45-44, Irish by one. And now Kaylee Strickland will try and tie the game up with 5:40 to play here in the championship contest at PBA. Strickland's second free throw. It's up and good also. She got them both. Strickland with a pair. She's got 8 points. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, they took the...
Take it off the board?
Lane violation, apparently. Okay. How about that? Lane violation. They took the point off the board. Irish still up by one, 45-44. Lauren Malone dribbles between a double team into forecourt to Bippus. Daniel Bippus, left wing. Gives back up to Malone. Coach Luke Sando up off the bench shouting instructions. Oh, Malone being hammered, swatted at. Over the right side, Witt tried to feed it underneath, was looking for Eichhoff. Ball stolen away. Widener. Widener feeds it down court. Laying up off, no good. Smith reaching, foul is going to be called on.
That's got to be Widener that time. That'll be her third.
Yeah, Widener picks up her third personal. She swatted at the ball as Vondersmith started up the floor with the rebound.
Sayhart up one. Two team fouls on Sayhart. Five on the Flyers, so maybe we'll get to shoot a bunch of free throws here.
Wurtenberger comes in replacing Delaney Witt. Wurtenberger will inbound the ball in backcourt right in front of our table. She gets it into Eichhoff. 5:10 to go in the ballgame. Irish with a one-point lead, 45-44. Bounce pass goes to the Vondersmith. Vondersmith cleared out between the rings. Lobs it into the corner, left side Malone. Comes back to Eichhoff with it on the left elbow. Gets a pick set there by Bippus. Eichhoff takes it into traffic. To Witt for three from the corner. Off, no good. Tipped out of there by Vondersmith. Grabbed up by Eichhoff. Vondersmith tipped that one away, and Strickland fell to the floor. Now Malone on the dribble. Baumgart chases her. That's Emma Baumgart putting on the pressure. Open look. From Wurtenberger for three. Short off the rim. Rebound brought down the other direction by Cush. Alyssa Cush. Oh, they wanted to travel there.
Didn't walk very far.
Didn't mean to. There's Widener in the paint driving. Laying off the glass. Good.
And foul.
And she draws a foul. Widener now with 17 points and a chance for a three-point play here.
Call on Olivia Eichhoff. That'll be her third foul of the half on Sacred Heart.
The basket puts the Flyers back up by 146-45. And now Widener at the line to try and give her team a two-point lead. Widener takes aim. Free throw is up. It's good. She got it. 47-45. The lead is back to St. Francis. Flyers with a two-point lead. Down court pass to Malone. She's still in backcourt. This is where you got to hurry. Wurtenberger gets it down to Eichhoff. Into forecourt across the timeline. Eichhoff right elbow on the dribble. Widener comes out to chase her. Widener makes contact there. Got to be careful. She's got three. Around the top of the key is Wurtenberger. Gives into Bippus. Bippus looking inside for Vondersmith. No pass there. Instead, it goes to Eichhoff in the corner. Across court pass. Wow, that was a dangerous one.
Right shot from third base.
Yeah, right through three defenders. Now Wurtenberger moves around the defenders to Biffus at the free throw line. Biffus right side, Malone. Irish using a lot of clock here, trying to get the shot. Eichhoff launches a long three off the rim, and the rebound down to Wessel. Kylie Wessel, outlet pass, gives to Ellison Widener. Widener feeds it underneath Strickland in the paint. Strickland shot up and good, and I think she fouled.
Fouled again. Strickland coming back in now has 9 points, five of them here in the quarter. Foul on Lauren Malone will be her third foul, and a timeout called by the Irish. Now down four, 49-45, and we return in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at PBA. Well, John, Coach Luke Sandel decided to take a timeout and kind of catch your breath there a little bit.
Yeah, need to do that. That's only the second timeout they've called the game. Just get the girls settled down a little bit, talk about how to better break that press. Maybe don't need to take the three-pointers right now. They've fired a couple up here in the last minute or so.
The Irish were up 45-43. They've given up six straight points now to the Flyers, and now they find themselves down by four. At the free throw line is going to be Kaylee Strickland trying to complete a three-point traditional play here for St. Francis. What a ball game. This is what you expect when you get the number one and two seeds together, John.
Certainly is what you hope for.
At the line, been a great ball game so far. Kaylee Strickland. All right, Strickland at the line. Shooting one. She looks to the hoop, takes aim, shot is up, and she got it. Shot is good. 50-45. The lead is five now for St. Francis with 3:34 to play. They inbound the pass. Wandersmith. Oh, pass stolen away, laying up and good by Emma Baumgart. Baumgart just stepped in front. Now Malone down court. They got Biffus on ahead, and Biffus can't get to the basket. She'll have to set the offense, but suddenly the Irish are down by seven, John, with 3:15 to play in the ballgame. Biffus needs help. Gets it to Eichhoff on the left elbow. Widener comes out and pressures Eichhoff. Now Widener's going to pick up Malone. Widener's just kind of playing the ball wherever it goes right now. Witt in the corner right side. Witt guarded down there by Alyssa Cush. Witt for three. No. Off the rim. Rebound. Falling to the floor is Biffus. Coming down is Widener. Here comes Widener. Look out. Left side. Cush. Long three. Off the iron. No. Rebound. Vondersmith gives it up to Biffus. Biffus comes to Malone. Malone needs to push it down the court in a hurry before they get set on her here. Now Malone working across the timeline. Right side. Eichhoff. Cush all over Eichhoff. Man, this is a pressuring defense here. Down to 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Irish trail by seven, 52-45. They need offense quickly. Vondersmith holds the ball at the top of the key. Left wing. Down in the corner is Witt. She dribbles between the rings, top of the circle. Vondersmith moves to the hoop, baseline, spin move, lay it up, off, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath.
Foul's going to be called on Eichhoff on the rebound. That's going to be number four.
Well, it looked like Eichhoff and Strickland came down simultaneously with that one, didn't it, John?
Last two or three trips, you can see this is where the Irish miss Magdan. They have to be so careful dribbling the ball in the backcourt where Rachel just heads up the floor and she bangs into somebody, so much the better her size.
Yeah, here we go. Widener down court. We're coming up on the two-minute mark. St. Francis with a seven-point lead, 2 minutes to play. That's Cush handling the ball. She had the big game here on Thursday, 28 points after averaging 11 points all season. She's had a good game again today. I think she's in double figures. She's got her average of 11. Widener just letting clock run, and they're letting her stand out here and dribble the ball. Down to a minute 40 to go in the ball game. Baumgart back to Widener. Now they're going to come out and pressure Widener. Baumgart right in front of us here on the left elbow. Widener dribbles across the court at the top of the key, mid-court circle.
St. Arthur committed three and now four fouls.
There's a foul going to be called on Danielle Biffus.
Be her second and the fourth team foul of the half on the Irish.
Emma Baumgart will inbound it in front of our table. Timeout on the floor with 1:27 to go in the ballgame. 52-45. St. Francis up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We've got a minute 27 seconds left in the ball game. The Irish find themselves in a 7-point hole, 52-45 to the Flyers. The Flyers, 10 of 11 now at the free throw line of the ball game. They are 10 of 16. They've only shot one free throw here in the second half of the ball game. The Irish still shooting better than 50% from the field for the day, but now they're 1 for 7 on three-pointers. St. Francis, 4 out of 23. They've held Widener to about 10 points below her game average, season average here, defensively. But those back-to-back-to-back turnovers earlier in the game were really costly for Sacred Heart. I think it was four straight. Yeah, so many lost opportunities. That was four straight turnovers without even getting a shot off. Inbound the ball. He comes into Cush. Gives it up top to Widener. They're chasing Widener. Baumgart on the wing. Across court, Cush. She holds the ball. Now back to Baumgart on the near side. Biffus comes up and will foul her. Team foul number 5. Personal foul number 3 on Danielle Biffus. The only senior on this Sacred Heart basketball team. You have 7 fouls. I'm way off on my count.
Emma Baumgart. Going to be shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and off the rim. No good. Rebound Vondersmith. Vondersmith gets the ball. Outlet pass down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff around to the top of the circle. Now falls to the floor and loses the ball. Picked up by Widener. Here's a breakaway left-handed lay-in up and good. Widener with the lay-in.
Now we've got another Irish player down. Olivia Eichhoff is down. She's hurt now. And here comes the trainer. And so Sacred Heart, and unfortunately,
ankle, I think she's
grabbing the same place Rachel Magdans did the other day, that shin.
Yeah, she stumbled and fell there and then lost the handle on the ball, and she's obviously in some pain. It's the left lower extremity. 1 minute left to play in the ball game here. Our score 54-45 now after that steal and breakaway lay-in here by Widener has put the Flyers up by 9. I think they're going to help her to her feet. Well, you hate to see that, just like the same thing we saw with Rachel Magdans yesterday. The good news is she's putting a little bit of weight on that ankle.
That'll end her day, though, Randy.
Yeah.
That's not...
Pretty sure it's an ankle, not a knee.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it's an ankle. You know, you got to realize there's 1 minute left in the season here, John. Only one senior on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute. You're here playing in a state championship, and you only got one senior on your roster. Can't wait.
See what happens. We've got to get them all recovered now.
54-45. Irish down by 9 with a minute to play. Wurtenberger will inbound it to Malone. Malone down court with it. Takes it to the right side. Oh, she tried to flip it to Witt, and the ball got away. It went out of bounds. Widener had a lot to do with that. She was in between Witt and Malone there. Full court pressure now by the Irish. Under a minute to play, 54 seconds. Widener comes down court, across court from the far side. Kylie Wessel. Wessel on the right elbow. Ball tipped away from her. Foul's going to be called on Lauren Malone, I think.
Lauren will pick up her fourth. And the line will go Kylie Wessel for the first time today.
Be sure to stay tuned for our postgame show coming up, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll have a breakdown of the individual scoring for you. At the line, Kylie Wessel, shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to the Flyers. They control it. Now a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Flyers. Down to 43.9 seconds to go. Eichhoff trying to walk it off down the hallway here with the trainer. I'm glad to see her moving around on it like that.
Daniel Pippen, her fourth personal foul.
Only 43.9 seconds to play.
At the line
is Kaylee Strickland. She's 2 for 3 from the line, if you count the one there. Well, not sure how that worked on the lane violation.
Just cross it off. Didn't count.
It didn't count, so then she's 3 for 3, if that's the case. Kaylee Strickland, 11 points in double figures. Ready to put up another one. Shot is up. It's good also. Got them both. John, a lot closer game than the final score is going to indicate here this afternoon.
Certainly is.
56-45, an 11-point lead now for St. Francis. Malone backs out, bounce pass to Witt. Witt gets a pick set by Vonderschmidt, gives off to Wurtenberger in traffic. Wurtenberger has it stolen away. Vonderschmidt gets it back. Feeds under to Malone for a driving lay-in. Got it blocked. Follow shot, whistle, and a foul. I think we're going to put Malone to the line to shoot two shots for the Irish.
I will make you one prediction for next season for the Lady Irish. Lauren will not be playing the post.
Yeah, that's where she was now.
Didn't quite have the height for that.
She's going to have to grow some in the next year. First free throw is up and short. Lauren Malone has 4 points this afternoon. As we said, we'll have a post-game show brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Give you a complete breakdown of all the numbers. Malone's second free throw is up, and it's off also. Couldn't get it. Now there's a battle for the loose ball.
Bippus got on the floor and got it.
Bippus, oh, can imagine that. Bippus on the floor after a loose ball. Timeout taken. 16 seconds to go. 56-45. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, John Nixon, the Irish have managed only 6 points in this fourth quarter, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. All 6 points by Harry Vonderschmidt. They all came early in the period when they got the ball inside to her. Other than that, zero offense in the fourth period for the Irish.
Yeah, a chance to get it in there. It's just the defense for St. Francis has been tremendous. There's no doubt about it. Quick. Widener, we talk about her offense, but she's really a good defender with tremendously quick hands.
We sure wish her luck next year with the Huskers. Next time she's on this floor, we'll cheer for her, John.
Simon.
Three up. Ella Simon nailed the three. Oh, I like to see that. Ella Simon gets in the ball game and launches a three from the corner and another quick timeout. Well, that was quick. 12.7 seconds to go now. 56-48. Suddenly it's down to 8. We'll step aside for another 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska State Girls Basketball Tournament. D2 championship game, 12.7 seconds left to play, 56-48. The Irish down by 8. St. Francis with the basketball. Waiting for the inbound pass underneath the Irish basket against full court press. Ball stolen away by Vonderschmidt and then knocked away out of bounds off of Vonderschmidt. Almost had the steal there, John.
Good try.
Down to 11.4 seconds. Danielle Bippus down to her last 11 seconds of her high school career. What do we got here?
A foul on Simon.
Number four,
yep.
Ella Simon, her
all right, Ella called for her first personal. We walk to the other end at the free throw line. Will be Allison Widener. Widener is, I've got her 6 for 6 from the line, John. I think so. Yeah. Shooting two here. The first one is up. Off. No good. I put that
there
on broadcaster.
Way to go.
On her. Sorry there, Ellison. I won't do that to her next year when she's a Husker. Ellison Widener.
Leave that up to Kootenay.
Second shot is up. It's good. She got that one. Down at 9.8 seconds. They inbound the pass. Vondersmith, long down court. Bippus has the ball stolen away. Now a collision. No whistle there. They'll just stand and hold the ball. And there's your ball game. 57-48 will be your final score this afternoon. The Humphrey St. Francis Flyers defeat the St. Bernard High Race for the Class D2 Girls State Championship. 57-48 is your final. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report here on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, where the Sacred Heart Irish have just fallen to the St. Francis Flyers. 57-48, our final score here in the D2 Girls State Championship. Time now for our postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake Portage Arm Connect in Auburn or visit with Weston Witt in Falls City. Here to break down all the numbers for you is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the ball game for Sacred Heart today, they are led by Arison Vonderschmidt. 17 points for the Irish junior today. I had her for 11 rebounds in the ball game, I believe it is. 12 points for Olivia Eichhoff, all of those in the first three quarters, and then she got injured very late in the ball game. Hopefully that's nothing too serious for Olivia and the Irish. After that, the scoring spread out. Ella Simon hit a three off the bench late in the game. Delaney Witt had a three-pointer today. Lauren Malone scored four in her first starting role of the season. Five for Jessica Wurtenberger. Emma Littrell had 2 points, and Danielle Bippus also had 2 points in the game. For the game today, we had seven ties in the contest, and I had 8 lead changes in the ball game today for this game. It was really a pretty darn good ball game for the Irish. So it says here on the final stats that Vonderschmidt had 13 rebounds today to go with her 17 points. For Humphrey St. Francis today, they are led in scoring by Allison Widener. She had 21 points in the ball game this afternoon. We also had 12 points for Kaylee Strickland in the ball game. We had 11 points for Alyssa Cush in the ball game. And we have 6 for Emma Baumgart, 7 for Kylie Wessel. They went 13-17 to the free throw line today, while the Irish went 10-18. So the scoring they have on their official sheet and what we had don't quite match up, but we're pretty sure we're right. So Sacred Heart finishes 26-3 on the year, and Humphrey St. Francis finishes the year 25-0 on the season.
A great season for the St. Francis Flyers, and we want to pass along our congratulations to Coach Brian Richmond and the Flyers. Very good basketball team. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, but The Irish come away as state runners-up for 2021. John, in what has just been the craziest basketball season ever, the fact that we're here and taking home runner-up honors, you wouldn't have thought maybe that was going to be possible back around the 1st of December the way things were going. But all in all, it's been a successful basketball
game. Oh, yeah, really. Like I said, I think I count every – you and I only lost – I think one game to COVID this year that we lost some snow, but I think as far as the COVID-19, we only had one night where one of our teams didn't get to play that we recovered one of those games. So far it's been fantastic. Congratulations to the Irish girls. Like I said, they had a heck of an uphill battle without Rachel Magan. This game, 57-48, it was a little bit closer than that final score would indicate, which is kind of all to say. But if you got Magnan, who knows? Who knows what would have happened? You got to be awful proud of him.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we're talking about the Flyers and offering them our congratulations. A name familiar to a lot of our listeners around southeast Nebraska. One of the assistant coaches is Gary Bender from Pawnee City. Gary Bender out there as a coach. Had a nice visit with him here on Thursday. So he's part of this winning championship team here for the St. Francis Flyers. John, we alluded to this during the final minutes of the game there. If you look at that Sacred Heart roster, one senior.
Yep.
Danielle Bippas. She's been a leader, a great leader for this bunch of young girls. There have been a lot of sophomores seeing a lot of playing time out here this year for the Irish. And Daniel Bippas has been a leader, the kind of leader you look for if you're a coach out there.
Yeah,
they're going to miss her. Sure they will. But they got everybody else back.
Yeah, and if they play with the attitude she's had as far as effort, man, there'll be something next year.
I was just looking at the lineup walking out of here, and I see that Olivia Eichhoff is doing pretty well. She's moving along on that ankle, so hopefully that wasn't a serious injury there, John.
Well, we'll see what happens. So, turn the page on this one. It's over. 57-48, up for St. Francis to win. We'll be back in Lincoln on Wednesday next week for Andy. And let's see, I think you get to start first that day.
That's right. We've got the 1:30 ball game here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It'll be the Auburn Bulldogs taking on Pierce. We'll take the air about 1:15 with our pregame coaches interview. That'll be the C1 first-round action. Then at 4 o'clock, you'll be on the air, also here on Sunny 101.3 out of Lincoln East High School. Class D2, the Sacred Heart Irish. Help me, John.
Mullen.
Mullen, okay. That'll be playing Mullen. Sacred Heart and Mullen at 4 o'clock. On Friday at noon, live from Springfield, Missouri, the Mound City Panthers playing St. Elizabeth.
I'm glad you remember.
Yeah, I remember St. Elizabeth. That'll be a noon tip-off from Springfield, Missouri. We'll have Missouri High School basketball. And then, of course, the Irish and the Bulldogs will be following them throughout the tournament here in Lincoln, hopefully on Thursday and on Saturday, but however it all works out. I took a look, and I don't think we've got any conflicts between Missouri and Nebraska at the same time. We should be able to get everything up on Sunny 101.3.
If not, we'll have them on KTNC. So
all right,
work
John, always a pleasure to work with you.
It was.
Our thanks to Scott Cox back in our studios as our producer-engineer for this broadcast. That about wraps it up for this afternoon's coverage in the D2 State Championship. The St. Francis Flyers defeat the Sacred Heart Irish 57-48. Good afternoon, everyone. You've been listening to State Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3.